Welcome to the XSF podcast, hosted by Devante and Lou. This is the podcast to show that every human is capable of being extreme. Tune in to discover how you are too.
Welcome to episode 24 of the XSF podcast. In today's episode, me and Lou really dove into just understanding yourself, or really knowing yourself, and how we both have came to be able to do that for ourselves, and how we continue to do it. Now, one big thing we wanted to cover in this episode was mental health. It is Mental Health Awareness Month, and we do know that everyone out there has had a harder time than ever these last couple of years. And for us, it is something that we think should constantly be talked about. And we cover that in today's episode, as well as our tips on how we can combat those feelings in our heads when we are having maybe conflicting feelings about the decisions we're making in our lives. Now, if you want to get the full bang for your buck out of today's episode, make sure you stay tuned all the way to the end. Lou goes on some amazing rants, and trust me, it's a great episode. It's a fun episode, and it's from the heart. You hear it all. We're just, like every episode, we're out here just riffing it together, and it's a good one. So make sure you stay tuned, and if you guys want to check out any of the stuff that's mentioned in today's episode, just make sure you head down to the show notes, and if you're on YouTube, make sure you just head down to the description. All right, everybody.
Enjoy. I'm learning about right now. And now my mom just texts me and she's like, yo, I'm watching about the history of Oklahoma. You know about the Trail of Tears? Like, but because I went over last night, because I'm right now, there's like, I just watched the second time the documentary Exterminate All the Brutes, which is every single human that is basically in all of the, there's every country is basically a colonial country except seven countries. So if you live in one of these countries that are not colonized, you should definitely watch Exterminate All the Brutes. And then I'm reading this other book about the origins of totalitarianism, and I'm learning about some other stuff. So I just went to my parents' house and screamed about history and the unjust bullshit that white people have done forever. And now I got my mom into it. Now she's learning about stuff. She's like, what do we do? Like, well, I'm moving to Bern, bro. B-H-U-R-N, son. It was in the Himalayas. And it's not colonized, so fuck them. I don't know what else to do.
What else to do?
You know?
Yeah, dude. I mean, we can just build a skate park out there, too. We'd be good to go.
That, yo, listen, at the foothills of the Himalayas, background.
Can you imagine?
Fire.
That'd be so sick.
The shots you would get, dude. Dudes and girls just skating in the background.
Like
of the Himalayas.
Bowl, too, just like right there, shooting out, and just mountains in the background. Oh, man.
That's what I'm talking about.
That makes
me
want to take a trip, dude. I miss, like, well, like I just was telling you, I brought Arlo. You know what? One thing too, and I don't care if this is recording. We do gotta try to chill out on the swearing a little bit, bro, because it's on YouTube now, and it's like, even though if we list it as explicit, like we still can get pulled for some stuff. So we're gonna be holding it back as much as we can on that, but you know it's gonna fly out because that's
how it is.
I'm gonna
try not to.
Yeah, it is what it is. But so I brought Arlo to the skate park for the first time in a long time, and it was super fun. We went to Third Layer, but dude, it was super humid here. It rained for like, I want to say 3-4 days straight, which I didn't mind. But then here in Minnesota, when it does that, we have all these lakes here, and then the sun comes out and it gets humid as hell. Like you go outside, man, and it feels like somebody just splashed you with some fucking maple syrup, bro. It's sticky. It's stickier than a motherfucker. It's sticky, dude. It's bad. So
I love maple syrup. How do you think I keep my hair up at the end of a long week, slick?
Oh, dude. That just made me think of this trash show on a random note. That just made me think of this show that we watch, me and JoJo. It's just one of those trash TV shows. I can't remember what it's called right now. It's like Single Life, some stupid thing off of another show. And this dude has his mom put mayonnaise in his hair, bro. His name's Big Ed, dude. He has his mom put mayonnaise in his hair to slick it back, dog, every day, bro.
What? His name's Big Ed?
And Big Ed, dude. Look him up, bro. I'm gonna put a picture of him on the screen for the people watching on YouTube. I'm gonna put a picture of Big Ed up on the screen.
Shit, I'm gonna look up Big Ed real quick.
Dude, it's funny. Look him up, bro. But off the Big Ed topic and back to the skateboarding, you know. since Lou wanted to throw
Big
me
Ed,
off.
Does Big Ed skateboard?
Nah, dude, I don't think so. He's very what would be the word?
Is it a 98 fiance person?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
90 day the single life.
Yes, there you go.
No pumping the brakes on this ex.
Bro, this guy, he's
dude. He has
bro.
No neck. He has bro. No.
Bro, he was jacked back in the day. They show pictures of him when he was like a teenager, bro. He was that tall, no neck, and just this big old beefcake dude. Now he's just yeah.
You know what's fascinating is I actually type in Big Ed, and it's like. Are Big Ed and Rose still together? What does Big Ed
dude,
do for a living?
Dude, he's big. Dude, he's, yeah, dude, he blew up. This dude's, and he's, dude, honestly, in my eyes, like, you watch the show, he is not the best. I'm not going to say that. He does not make the best decisions all the time, and he blames other people for it all the time. I'm like, bro, you fucking just did it to yourself, dog.
You
like, come
loser.
On now. Yeah, he
I mean, look
is.
At this guy. What up, Big Ed?
What up, Big Ed? I can't.
Good for you, dude.
Okay.
He looks just right. Constant agitation.
No. Yeah, like. Could you imagine, dude?
Like, how do you breathe like this?
I'm assuming you barely do. Damn. All right, that was a good way to start the episode. But
what are we talking about?
Yeah.
Today?
I was talking about, I was going to talk about me kind of just diving into the sobriety chain, at least with drinking and alcohol and stuff, and mainly, like, what that, like, not what alcohol itself does, but just, like, what the decisions we do at times and how they can affect the outcome of what happens next, you know?
Bro,
it's just...
I was literally just thinking the choices that we make.
Yeah,
like that. That's
episode. That's why we do this shit. That's why we do this, baby.
Holy shenanigans! Holy shnikes!
Trying
yeah,
so
dude,
hard.
No, because like just like how, but that's like the way I'm not feeling 100% right now. I'm fine. Like you know what I mean? Because I got sleepy. I'm a little hungover, but not terribly. I you know what it is? I'm not where I wake up 100% sober, like that, 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 that. Like when I woke up, it took me some time. I still got my ice showering, drinking my water, my, you know, but like I made a conscious decision yesterday after work, after the gym, that I was going to go to my parents yesterday. So I had all day today to do this, to do the prescript learning later, to build the programs for clients and you know, because it's like, I've realized if I'm going to make a decision to, you know, party a little bit, have a couple cocktails and stuff, hang out, record a podcast with my brother, get a little loose, have a little female friends over and stuff. Like, I got to set that up so it's not like what happened last weekend when I just didn't even wake up. Like, because I was out all night. You know what I mean? So it's like it's like when you're going to make a decision in life.
And that's why I didn't want to like draw it just toward like me going sober. It's like that's just my decision based off of what we're talking about right now. Yeah.
Yeah, because that's what it is. If you're making a decision to like you know, not every single Friday, Saturday, I'm getting drunk because
that would be.
You know what I'm saying? Like I knew, like, all right, I'm gonna go by my parents. We're gonna eat dinner. We're gonna have our dessert after. We're gonna have some cocktails.
Yeah, it's
so
just
cigars,
the,
my pop,
the jive.
Me and my brother are gonna record some podcasts. Have some beers.
Bro, move that fucking cup, bro. Move that cup.
Okay, I keep hitting it. I keep hitting it. It's the spoon.
That feedback.
Look at the size of this spoon.
I have spoons like that too, bro. I'm eating cereal like big ass bites and shit.
I've been eating cereal.
I'm telling you, if you're not watching on YouTube, I suggest you go watch because you hear this funniness, you could see it for yourself.
And I put the spoon right back where it doesn't.
And shout out, you know, I'm gonna shout out Riverside FM real quick. For any of our listeners out there who may be podcasters themselves, check out Riverside FM. I was getting the biggest headache dealing with the editing process and everything, and me and Lou decided, hey, what's the easiest way to do this? And we found Riverside FM, and it makes this completely different. We got 4K video and everything now, so it's go check it out if you podcast, and if you don't, then make sure you check out our YouTube. I'll pop it up on screen right now. Speaking of which, I want to talk about something really quick before we kind of segue back in what we were just talking about. I want to talk about, for the skateboarders out there, the training principles for skateboarding series, for skateboarder series that we're doing over on our YouTube channel, right? So if you head over to our YouTube channel, you can head over there. It's a little bit washed out on the screen behind me, whatever. I'll get a little pop-up for you on the screen. You guys can head over there. Make sure you subscribe so you can stay up to date. And if you click the little bell notification, it'll also make sure that you get any updates when we do drop a new video, so any podcast that comes out, and then anything that goes along with this training principles for skateboarders. So if you see, we have an actual, this actual playlist for it separately, which I'm about to open up right after this episode, so everybody out there can go in, check out the two videos that are in there now, and we have, would be four more coming out. So you guys have quite a bit of content there. So if you skateboard and you want to learn the best exercise selection for your style of skateboarding, and then also what just training principles for skateboarders even really means, go over there, check it out. Like I said, make sure you subscribe and stay tuned, because we got some good stuff coming. But now, going into what I was talking about with, you know, me making the decision of stopping drinking for a little bit. I just want to stop drinking. Like, I don't plan on going back to it. And it's just because me, myself, and these, like you were saying, setting yourself up for success. Like, you have to know, and this, you have to know who you are, though. I think that's the biggest thing, because me, myself, I had to wake up this morning and come back to the realization of, hey, Devonte, you know yourself, bro. Like, yes, you can get by. I've done it. In the Army, bro, I would stay up with JoJo and we'd drink until motherfucking, and this is before we had a kid too, so we'd drink until 1 in the morning, bro. I had to be up at 4 and at PT, and I was fine. I would be out there running miles. Like, it made no difference to me. Like, you can, I'm not saying you can't get by, but I also knew in that moment, like, hey, I feel like dog crap. Do I really want to do this? Same thing translating to now. It's like, hey, Devonte, you know who you are, man. Like, and you know what you want, and you know you're conflicting yourself, because I do this stuff at night, right? Or I'll have a drink or whatever. And then it's not that I'm getting obliterated, right? I have kids here. Like, I can't get obliterated. I don't got the time for that. But it's the fact that I'll drink, and then all of a sudden I'm like, damn, you know what? Go Puff. Let me get some sweets. Let me get some just crappy food, you know? And then I wake up. I already feel like crap because I drink. I've had an acid reflux problem my entire life, so that just kicks, skyrockets it right there. And then I eat late at night, so that just makes it even worse, right? So then I'm waking up. It's not that I don't get up at the same time. I'm still up at 5 o'clock regardless. But the thing is, then I wake up and I'm lethargic. I feel like crap. Like, luckily I'm able to get myself together to come here to do what we do and to just bring it all together. And that's knowing myself that I can do it, but do I want to keep doing it that way? Do I really want to keep putting myself through a struggling process when I know I could literally just do that one thing, just not drink at night, and everything else will just start to fall in line? That's just how it is for me. Like, that's just me personally. And I think everybody has to just figure out who they are before they really can, like, make that decision, like, and know, like, hey, I can do this and still do this. Like you were just saying with the partying and stuff like that, like, hey, you know, going into that situation, hey, all right, I'm Lou. This is what's going to go down. This is my family. Cool. But on that note, I got stuff to do tomorrow, so let's make sure I'm up out of here by this time. Like, that's just knowing you as a person.
Yep.
And I know, and this is just speaking from experience, because I would go out with my homies, right? And JoJo, I don't know if JoJo listens to this. Maybe she does. That'd be cool if she does. If she doesn't, I mean, hey. But if she does, shout out to you, because I know I used to go out all the time with the homies, right? And this is just being a kid, and just, I feel like just a skater dude in general. Like, we just get caught up in the moment. But with that, you know, it was more so like back then I was making these decisions just 'cause. Like, it wasn't like, yeah, I didn't know, hey, you feel like crap, then I wasn't aware of it. I just wasn't aware of who I was. Like, at the time, like, I'd go out and have this fun time. I'm not saying I wouldn't, right? But then I'd all of a sudden be out till 3, 4 in the morning, and then I'd get back, and then I'd be trying to do the same thing. Like, I've always been a dude who woke up early. I've always been a dude who's just been, like, wanting to do something with my life. Like, I never could sleep in and all that stuff. But then I would fight myself, even back then, and it was even worse. I mean, of course, like, I mean, if I was staying up that late and just doing all that stuff, like, I mean, and I was on a whole bunch of other things back then, so it's just, like, was crazy. And it's just cool to have these conversations, because I think it's just something that isn't really talked about that much. Like just being aware of yourself and who Go ahead.
Well, that's what I was gonna say, is not many humans consciously are aware of the decisions they make daily. Like, for instance, it's like, all right, let's go to this job that we don't truly like, or not even that. It's not that you hate the job, but you're just hating on life. So you fall into that victim idea of like, well, you know, you get together with your friends, like, whose week sucked more, and then you go get banged up, and you're not thinking about what you're doing. You're just doing. Like, wait a second. If I'm complaining about this job to the point that every week and I feel the need to get obliterated, and then what you do is you flip it where it's now cool. It's cool to wake up on like a Sunday at like 9 a.m., 10 a.m. Like, yeah, dude, I got so messed up last night at that party. It was sick. Like cool. That's fun, but if that's every weekend for the last 12 years and you don't see any stop to it, listen though, if you're having fun, you're having fun. Like for us, like what we're talking about, like last weekend, Lou went to a party, and Lou knows Lou. Like, I actually said to myself I was going to be at this podcast, while in the back of my head, every shot that was taken, every, you know, I'm like, this isn't going to happen. Last night, it's like, all right, I can't, you know, I did that last week. I can't, you know, I got to be, you know, got to get back on it. So I'll go to my parents Saturday, record the podcast. I know I'm going to have a couple cocktails, but it's with the family. I'm going to get wild with them. And then I'm coming back, you know, to the city and doing what I do here and then going to sleep. You know, it's because like you said, you know, I know myself, you know yourself, like the way I feel right now, like fine, but I'd be better. I'd be, you know, I'd be a better me if I didn't get banged up last night. And that doesn't mean I'm regretting it, because I did it purposely knowing that that's what was going to happen. You know what I mean? So how I'm feeling right now, it's like, all right, we knew this. But at the same time saying that, it's like, could do it out, you know? But like you said, it's the conscious choices of, all right, this is what I'm doing. And this is why. Like, I know damn well I'm going by my parents. Instead of being like, you know what? Let's not drink at all. It's not like we're not going to have a cocktail with Pop Dukes. We're not going to have a couple beers with brother. Like, nah, let's just hang out. You know what I mean? I know what I'm going to deal with on a Sunday morning. And like you said, we're blessed to be the people. Like, I wake up, I'm still going. You know what I mean? I just got to move. Like, I'm at a point in life where I can't just shut the blinds, get dark in the room, and sit and watch Netflix for hours. Like, I've done it not too long ago. But it's tough for me to do that. Like, I gotta be doing stuff. I gotta be producing stuff, learning things. I gotta be taking it in. So it's like, that's just how we are.
Yeah, and that's just us speaking that. Exactly. And that's just us speaking to, like we're saying, just know what you want. You know, like that's a big thing too. Because it's like, if you want, like that's, and it's not us. Like, I don't want anybody to get it twisted that we're saying, like, you have to be the person that go get her. Like, nah, dude, live your fucking life, bro. If your thing is closing the blinds and rolling up your doobies and smoking and watching TV all day, bro, cool. Like, but don't be – but my thing is, if you also have conflicting feelings about that, there might be further things to look into there, you know, because then it's like okay, are you really okay with doing this if you have conflicting feelings?
Don't be the dude who every single weekend, Friday night or whatever you want to be called, Friday night or Saturday night after working, you know, your 9 to 5, you get banged up all weekend, and Sunday you just roll doobies and just watch Netflix and then complain all week about your life. Don't do that, because that's that victim mentality. It's so easy to find 5 other people that'll cry about the same nonsense as you. Well, and then you get your little, what are those called? Those little pity parties. And you're like, my life sucks. And then you figure out whose life sucks more. And like, wait, you're like, my life sucks award? What's going on here?
Yeah, it's like, want to talk about, like, I guess this will drop within Mental Health Awareness Month. Yeah, it will. So, I mean, if you want to just, you know, talk on that note of things, like, dude, this will boost your mental health tremendously. If you just decide, like, if you're having those conflicting feelings, right, that alone, that's where I run into issues mentally. Me and you've had this conversation multiple times where I'm telling you, like, man, I feel like I'm not doing anything, like, blah 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 blah, or whatever, and it's just like, well, dude, you're fighting with yourself. Like, just accept the fact that, like, you like being with your family and that's what you're doing, but you're still getting work done. Like, that's just the fact. And like, okay, then I bunked that conflicting feeling out of my head, and now it was a mental thing that I was able to just get rid of. And that's a huge thing. And when you have these burdens over yourself where you're like, oh, you keep doing the cycle. Like, let's say for my skaters out there, right? You're really trying to make it in the skate game. You have a dream to be a pro skater. You have a dream to go be in the street Olympics that they're now in, right? And you keep skating. You're getting those tricks. You're getting those clips. But you know, you go out and you do your partying thing, you do whatever, it's cool. We just spoke about that. But then you're also, you know, waking up the next day and you want to go film, but you can't go film because you're so hungover or you're too sore because, you know, maybe you didn't drink that much, but you might not realize drinking has a huge effect on your recovery process. And then if you can't recover, now you can't skate. You know, then you're kind of fighting yourself, and that might just lead to this whole mental fight in your head, like, why can't I get my clips? Why am I not skating good? Blah, 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 blah. But then it's like, oh, well, wait, maybe I could just look for my life from the outside in a little bit and be like, okay, well, am I doing everything that I really that I should be doing in order to get to the goal that I want to, right? And it's like, if you're okay with taking more time to get there and living the life you want to live, then just know that, and like literally just make a mental note or even write it down to yourself. Like, be like, hey, I'm okay doing this. Like, I literally wrote a note to myself when I journaled the next day after we had a conversation, like, Devontae, be okay with being with your family like for a good chunk of the day, because that's what you want. That's why you do what you do. So you're able to do that. I had to tell myself that, you know, it's just something.
You know what's dope too? Because of the mental health awareness. You got to that because you talked about it. You know what I mean? You came to me and talked about it. Like, and you know, I say a lot of time, like if people ever follow on Bomb's Body or even the other podcast, I say a lot of wild things. Mm-hmm. But then a day, like how I am, aggressive and the way I am, and I say things about people that aren't so like that, and they're very coddling. That's that. Like, it's not so much hating, but it's like, all right, we all got issues, right? Point is, we got to talk about them, you know. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't mean throw yourself a pity party every 5 seconds to get caught in your feelings, Jesus Christmas. Mm-hmm. But it means, like, if you're truly sitting, like, and you got things going on in your head, talk to somebody about it. Mm-hmm. Because you got to let it out. The more you sit here, the more you create dis-ease within your body, because you keep it up here, and then it manifests into things. It manifests into disease or harm or all these other things. Like, you got it. This is energy that you got to release. So it's like, you got to let it out, you know? And it's like, with mental health awareness, even if there's a month for it, to me, it's like, why don't we always just be aware? Like, that's why in this country, we always do these things.
There's always, like, let's be aware about Black History Month, mental awareness, breast cancer.
How about we constantly just be good people? Yeah. And look to help. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's like, I'm always trying to be aware of myself, because you can't help if you can't help yourself. You know what I mean? So
that's
it's like,
that's one thing that I talk to JoJo about all the time, because she's the type of person. Have you ever read up on like the different archetypes? Is that how you say it? Different archetypes of humans? Yeah. So like, she herself, like, I either see her as like a warrior or a martyr, like, because she's always, her whole life, she's always done for other people.
Well, a warrior and a martyr, always, it's the exact same thing.
Almost same thing, but the,
you know, because a martyr dies like, you become a martyr for dying for a cause.
Yeah, exactly.
Which a warrior could definitely do.
Which a warrior could do. Or a magician, I meant to say. Sarah, there we go, magician. Yeah. I meant to say magician. But she's either magician or, you know, martyr. And this is something me and her talked about, and it's like, this goes right into accepting who you are, right? She was having conflicting feelings, and I know she's fine with me sharing this because we've talked about it before, and it's like, she had conflicting feelings herself of, you know, as a mother, wanting to do something for herself, right? So like, wanting to have her own little candle business that she started, and like all this stuff, and she wanted to do these things, but then she also loves doing stuff for all of us. She literally loves doing things for other people. And then we sat down and we had a conversation one night, and I was like, what do you want to do with your life? Like, tell me now so I can do everything I can to help you get there, so we can start moving that forward. Because, you know, I know how that feels in the head. I'm talking about mental health. It sucks. And watching, you know, somebody close to you go through it, it's even worse. And, you know, then we had this conversation, and she came to this realization at the end of it, like, you know what? Like, yeah, I want to do these things, but right now I really enjoy just doing stuff for my family, for my sons, and for you, and supporting all of this. And like, that's just who she decided she is right now. And that can change, right? And that's something that's important to note too, is like, know that, like, just because you are one way right now, like, doesn't mean you can't be a different way in the future. That's like, it talks about in this one book I'm reading, like, how we phase through different archetypes, not even just through life, but like throughout our day, right? And it's like, you know what? I'm going to literally put a picture on the screen. I don't remember the name of it, but I'll put a picture on the screen. And I'll send you it later too. But I'll put a picture on the screen for everybody to see.
It's about archetypes?
Yeah, it's all about archetypes. Yeah, I believe it's called
Warrior?
I believe it's called The Magician. But I'll check it out.
I got another book. When you're done with that, if you want another archetype actually, book, it's phenomenal. I might have told you about it.
Yeah, it's upstairs. But yeah, I'll get it for everybody. But you know, just that's just something that was super cool. Kind of, you know, segueing from this conversation is like she had me to talk about it, and that's just I couldn't imagine like not having someone to talk to about stuff, and that's actually why, you know. Shout out real quick, you know, a little plug to something that me and my TM, Dustin Van Gilder, he is an amazing guy, Monte Coso Skateboards. He's the owner in the TM over there, one of the owners in the TM. And we actually are starting something pretty amazing here in Minnesota, and I'm going to find a way to go virtual with it. So we actually are starting a sobriety slash mental health group specifically for skateboarders. So there's not much out there just for us, right? And us skateboarders, we know already that our skateboarding is our outlet, right? That's where we get away. And we don't talk about shit at the skate park. Who wants to? Well, this is going to be a place for all of us to gather, whether you are trying to get sober or maybe you're dealing with some mental health issues and you need to talk to somebody. This is going to be a place where we all can go. I'm bringing a rail. We're having a box built, and we're going to have two ramps built so we can all meet for an hour, sit down, talk, sip some fucking tea and coffee, have a good time, cry our eyes out maybe, and then go have a session.
I'm so glad you said coffee. Because if you just said tea, I was going to have to say coffee.
Yeah, no, sip some tea and coffee because, you know, Batch Roasting Co., shout out to them.
Yes, sir. But that's amazing because as you say that too, with skateboarding being an outlet, like lately – I love it. Lately, I've been very, 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 very energetic, I'll say. Not aggressive. Yeah. Like, the job I'm on, the style of job that I'm on is this.
You're an alpha male, bro.
Yeah.
You're an alpha male. Whatever you have to. Yeah.
But with my skating, after work, I skate home so aggressively. Like, I throw the headphones in. The music gets on. It starts off slow, and then I get into the movement, the momentum, and then it's pit. You know, push, 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 and then now we're skating. I'm going through Manhattan like I'm going nuts.
You're that bullet from what is it Mario or whatever the
yeah dude I'm Mario Kart and this mother lover like on a friggin' penny skateboard, bro. I'm sprinting. Yeah.
The literally, all blacked out one too. That's funny.
Oh yeah, dude, murdered out. I wear the white. I look decked out. I'm always murdered out. Going through Manhattan, black and white. Sick. It's sick. Mm-hmm. But that's like I think about. It. Like I'm aware of myself. So like I get my stuff out through my meditations and I sit with myself. Like if I'm feeling a certain type of way of like this angst or aggression or violence is typically the feelings I deal with. I'm never really like sad. Like I get sad. But not really. Like I'll cry in a meditation, come out, and be like, "Oh my god, that was amazing." But I'm never really like like furious. Like I don't get upset; I get angry. So even if it's like things people get upset at, like if someone in your like dies, like you cry and stuff, but I get furious. It's not sadness. Like some people just wallow in like people more like that, like more empathetic, whatever the word is. And I'm like this. So like I'm aware of that. But if you're a skater who skates like that aggressiveness and you're not picking up why that might be or you just release into that, like it's cool because it is healthier than getting just drunk or hurting other people or being a bad person, but that stuff will manifest you in disease. And god forbid, let's say now you get injured, you can't get it out through skating, then what do? You sit with yourself and you start, and that's when people start losing their minds, when they can't do what they've always done to distract them, because that's what that is a distraction. Distractions are not good, even if they're healthy, quote unquote healthy distractions. But you could be reading books and learning and studying and doing projects. But if you're distracting from this mind, if you're distracting from this mind, when all that stuff stops, you have to face this mind. And if you don't face this mind, it's going to force you to face it, and it's not going to be pretty. At least in my personal experience.
Well, I mean, it's inevitable because think about it. Like who at the end of the day are you stuck with?
Yourself,
everybody
always.
Else leaves you. Yeah,
who you start with yourself. Everywhere you go, there you will be. That's
what it is. There you. It's like, and that's just the thing too. Like, I mean, it's funny how this all went. Like, I didn't even really mean for it to go this way with it being Mental Health Awareness Month and stuff, but
we never did. We decided the podcast episode like 5 minutes before we started recording. Yeah, and we just flow.
I know. I love it. Come on. But it's just super cool, because it's like, it just needs to be talked about, and let's just keep the conversations going, because it's like you said, it shouldn't just be that's one thing that I know myself, I fall victim to it, you know. It's
all right, really quick, got to give a shout out to our sponsors here on the XSF podcast. Now, make sure if you guys want to check out any further information on all these amazing humans and companies, that you just check the show notes. Everything will be down there underneath our podcast sponsor section. Third Lair Skate Park and Skate Shop. Third Lair Skate Park and Skate Shop is located in Golden Valley, Minnesota. They have an online store, and like I said, you can check everything in the show notes for their website link. Now, Third Lair has been an amazing place for not only myself, but a lot of other skateboarders here in the Twin Cities and even around the U.S. They have everything from skate gear, wheels, boards, bearings, trucks, all the way to their own apparel, so you look fresh while you're getting those clips and landing those tricks. They also have everything from skate lessons to skate camps, so make sure you check them out. Keeping it on the skateboard train, now we got to give a shout out to our sponsors, Monte Coso Skateboards. Monte Coso Skateboards is a Minnesota-owned and operated business. They are also all about the community, always out there trying to give back, put out things that are really just helping the kids be able to prosper in the skate game. Now, besides that, they also have very, very durable boards. Most durable boards I've ever skated myself, and I've skated quite a few. I've jumped down rails, jumped down stairs. This board has even hit the corner of concrete walls, and it still hasn't chipped. I'm telling you, you want a durable board that is still lightweight? Check out Monte Coso Skateboards.
This episode is brought to you by our sponsor, Batch Roasting Co. Batch is an ethnically sourced, minority-owned, organic, fair trade coffee company roasting out of Brooklyn, New York. Let me tell you, Batch is some great people making some great coffee. Trust me, I'm a self-proclaimed coffee connoisseur. I've had delicious coffee all over the place. And when I tell you Batch is some of the best coffee I've ever had, I'm not just saying that. You know what I mean? We just don't let anyone be our sponsor. You know what I'm saying? We jive with our products that sponsor us. So trust me when I tell you, Batch is some of the best coffee. You can find Batch on Instagram at BATCHROASTINGCO. That's Batch Roasting Co. You can check out their website, BATCHROASTING.com. BatchRoasting.com. Type in LBOMB at checkout for 15% off your entire order. That's LBOMB at the checkout. Go get some delicious coffee by some amazing humans. This episode is brought to you by our sponsor, Jetty Woodwork. Jetty Woodwork is a veteran-owned and operated woodworking company out of Long Beach, New York. They are great people creating great products. I personally bought a custom board for my brother, a cutting board. We got into some chefing, and we got a little custom cutting board for him. They threw an MB on it, a little pot plant on there for us, because, you know, he's a marijuana enthusiast. So, amazing product. It's amazing stuff they do over there. All their wood is locally sourced. Their cutting boards are 100% organic. And like I just said, they'll put anything you want on there. Just great people doing great things. Definitely check them out. You can find them on Instagram at JETTY Woodwork. That's Jetty Woodwork, JETTY Woodwork.
Something that I may ramp up talking about because it's brought up, because like the month that it is, and then all of a sudden, like, I keep it up, and like life becomes life, but let's all do our part, and just, it's as easy as just reaching out to your homie and asking how they're doing. Like, that can,
and genuinely
that can go a long, yes, that can go a long way.
Because, you know, some people out there, only will check up just to make themselves feel good. Like, yeah, I did that today. When they really don't care, they'll shoot the text, how you doing, and not even care what the response is. Or if people actually start talking, they'll be like, oh, I regret asking. Like,
yep.
Truly. Yeah, yo, you guys good? Like, my friends call me for a reason. They call me to talk about things because they know I'm truly listening, trying to give some advice, not because they can call me and I'm going to be, you know, self-righteous about it. Like, I literally have friends call me when they have to talk about things, because that's what I like to do. I like to be that person that people want to call Lou and talk to Lou about it, because I'm open about everything I do for that reason. I talk about my psychosis and the things I deal with for a reason, so other people can be like, yo, you know, like when I post on Instagram how I just cried my eyes out, I have grown men, like I have other men like, dude, I needed to hear that because I battle in my head about being this strong person and I can't cry. And like that quote unquote strong silent type, what that really is a small child who's crying his eyes out inside. He's trying to put on a demeanor because his ego has to be so built up inside and put on a facade. And typically he starts harming himself or other people. So it's like, you got to cry. You got to cry, baby. Let it out. But if you're also the person who cries at every friggin' thing that happens in life, then maybe, I don't know, you got to see something about it. I don't know what to tell you. You know what I mean? Because some people out there, Maron, they'll, oh my goodness, like they cry at like, I don't know. Some people just, like I said, some people are just softer.
They need a
little, you know, it's wild. Sometimes I wish for a day I could see what that's like to live that life of like someone who's more like this, because I'm not at all. Like I am crazy, you know, like a, like literally like this. And I love it though, you know. Mm-hmm. And the only way I even got to this point in life, because I was always crazy, but I used to be the raging drug addict, drowning. I couldn't think. I didn't want to face these thoughts because I couldn't talk to anyone about it, you know.
There you go.
But I started talking to myself about it. Figuring it out, and then I would be open to talk to other people about it, and then, you know, you start consciously creating your life. You know, I was drowning in my parents' couch for years, just taking pills. I changed all that up, and now I'm in a beautiful apartment, doing what I want to do every single day, off the conscious decisions in which I make. You know, you're either gonna create your life, or you're gonna coast through life. You want to coast through your life, cool, but don't blame anyone when you end up on an island that you weren't even looking to go because you just want to throw the sails up and let the wind take you wherever it's going to go. Yeah, it's a cute little saying that people take, and if that's your life, that's your life, baby, have fun. But don't cry when you hit that island you weren't even trying to get. Don't be that person. Don't be the 50-year-old who hates their life because they didn't want to make a conscious decision. Oh, kid, you should have been there when I was 20. Hey, kid, back in high school. Hey, kid, you don't get it. Time flies. Hey, kid, you don't get it. Hey, kid, you don't get it. Like, you don't get it, Mo, because for the last 30 years of your life, you haven't been thinking, you've been doing. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm not hating, I'm just stating. That's just what that is. You can coast. Coasting's cool, baby. I love it. Mm-hmm. But I like to create myself, personally.
Yeah. Poison. I mean, hey, there ain't no better way to round that off right there. I mean,
how you doing? Round it off like a cycle.
Yeah. I mean, right there, to just go over everything we talked about, as simple as this, right? Just first off, you got to sit with yourself. Like, just know what you want from life. Know what you want. That's how me and Lou got to where we're at and how we continue to go forward and make the decisions we make every single day. Even though, you know, we might do those little things we do, we still have the main goal in our head. And that's why we keep pushing forward. So that's number one. Know what you want from life and know who you are in this life. Now, secondly, it's just going to be talk about it. Like, just talk about it. Whether it's, you know, you don't even, if you're one of the people who feels like you just have to write it down, just do that. Like, if that's your thing, talking about it, you know, open up a Google Doc and just start typing, you know, let it out. Just do something. I'm not saying you have to go talk to the person next to you, but just do something. Cause that's how I started. I started journaling. And now I really don't journal in that sense more. It's more so now I talk to people about stuff and then I write about the conversations I've had and stuff or something, you know, and that's it. You have to start somewhere. So just talk about it
that's
in some form.
That's self-reflecting right there. Like, you need that. And also when you mentioned about know who you are, also be who you are, not what you think they want you to be. Because whenever you're going to try to live your life being someone that you think other people expect you to be or want you to be, or you think you should be something, you're not being you. Mm-hmm. You know, when you live that life and not being you, it sucks because you got to be something else. You're always put on a show, this play. And then when the cameras are off, you sit with yourself. You don't even know who you are. Like, I see this all the time on Instagram. So these
I lived
constantly
my life that way for
until I was 18.
That's
funny. Like, I lived that at 18. I was like, I was 27.
Well, the day I decided to just go to the army is the day I was like, you know, fuck this, I'm going.
That's
I think about that
you
actually.
And my brother,
I'm lying to myself because that was still me trying to be somebody that I wanted, that I thought like my family would want me to be, honestly. Yeah. So I recanted that. It was the moment of which I got injured and was told, hey, you're getting the fuck out of here. Like, and then didn't know what I was going to do with my life. And then decided like, hey, I don't want to go do the regular things. And I stopped caring. And I told my mom I'm doing this. And she was like, cool, run with it, son. And yeah, now we're here. So
that's, like, dude, that now you said,
and that's also the thing too, is I had an amazing support system. So like, I am talking from a place like, and that's why, like, hey, our names are on screen. Like, please, if you want to have a conversation, like, message me, because I'm coming from a place where, like, I had, although my dad wasn't around, I didn't have like this stable home or whatever. Like, my mom was, she was there instantly. Anything I wanted to do, anything that happened to me, she was on my side. She was down to ride. So I always had that support system, and I always had like an open channel to talk about things. But when it, you know, when you're a kid and you're also like, I mean, for me being like a young man growing up, it's hard talking to your mom about like feelings and like
especially
that.
Especially if you see your parents fighting or your parents aren't around at work.
Well, not like, that. Well, no, that was my thing, is I had no conflict in the home. So like, that's
what
no,
I mean, in general, I mean, it's like kids in general. Oh, like when you're out there, like, you know, you see parents, like, who do you talk to? Because you see like they're dealing with their stuff. You might feel like your stuff is minuscule. It doesn't even exist. Like, exactly. You might feel like, I mean, now me bringing up my problems is going to add to their problems. Like, that's a problem with parents. People want to keep having, you know, keep people like, that's what I admire about you, bro. You have kids young and you're about being a parent. Some of these people have to have parents and they blame their children for being children. Like, yo, you're going to scream at your kid for yelling when he's 3-6 months old. Why you get, like, figure, like, it gets me crazy. Because I don't have kids for a reason, because I know myself. You know what I'm saying? What I'm saying? Like, that's why I believe.
The whole episode, know
yourself. Yeah, know yourself, bro, because people out there want to pop out kids just to have a gender reveal party, forgetting, like, oh, shit. There's a human coming out of me in 9 months. I forgot. I just wanted to post something on Instagram that was cute because all my friends are doing it.
Boom. We're good. We're gonna leave it there before this turns into a In Louis Trust.
No. Facts. You want to see the uncensored? Go to In Louis Trust. We went nuts last night. But yo, we said you could see our names on the screen, but if you're just listening, you got Devante at devante.xsf. And on Instagram, you got Lou is at bombs_bodies.xsf. You left out my ass, Mo.
Yeah, I realized that. You know what? Here. You know what's funny? I can go just like this.
And fix
I'm about to fix it in the episode, middle of the episode. Watch this for everybody out who is watching. Yeah. Here we go. Yeah, watch this.
Bombs_.
Look at this. B-O-D-I-E-S. Oh, shit,
that XSF, you hear me?
Skirt. There we go.
No, but for real, if people are out there and they don't have anyone to talk to, they don't know who to talk to, or that holler.
Yeah,
I'm always open to try to help someone in some way. I didn't eat, like, I don't know. You know? And even if you're one of those people that just want to talk, and you're going to try to, like, I don't look at anything as wasting time because I make a decision. If I feel you're going to try to just talk to me, cool. If I want to entertain, I'll entertain it. Meaning, some people don't really have an issue. They just want to talk. Yeah. Which is cool.
Cool. Just hit me up. Say, hey, I need somebody. I just want somebody to talk to you. All right, what's up? Like, just let us know.
Even if you just want to, like, tell me how bad your day was. We could talk. Whatever it is.
It's all about us.
I'll let you know
if
you're being a baby, though. I'll let you know flat out. I don't hold back. If I think you're straight up, like, complaining first world problems, like, so my mocha lattes have been warm all week, and the Starbucks I go to, the line's been ridiculous because COVID's over, and I can't stand it. Then I'm gonna tell you, being a baby, you know, that's just what it is. Like, I don't want to hear.
I love how you said COVID's over. It's just it was just like, all right, guys, it's done now.
Once daddy was like, hey, you can take your mask off, go back about. All of a sudden, Manhattan's wide open. Yesterday, people are out in droves. When last week, you know, we still petrified, couldn't touch anything.
Let's dive into this right now. All right, everybody. You know what? For real, though, just if you're going to take anything away from this, take a second to sit with yourself and just think about life. Think about life for a sec. 5 minutes after this. Just think about your life and how you've been living your life and how you want to continue
How you want to live your life, not just coasting through it. You know, if you fell into that job that your dad got you because after high school, you know what you want to do with your life. Now you can.
If that's not what you want to do, you can be 35 and still be like, damn, I realize I've been doing
this. Colonel Sanders created KFC at like 60 after attempted suicide and his wife.
Yeah, he's good.
Get me.
Come on now. Come on now.
Get me.
Come
on.
What?
Come on.
Smacking.
Come on.
But there you go, everybody. That's I don't even know. I think that's episode 25, 24, 25, something like that. We'll get there, you know. I'll get the numbers down here one of these days.
But one day, we'll know what episode we're on.
Hey, like we said, everything 24. That's mentioned is always down in the show notes. So if you want to check out our sponsors and you want to check out any of their stuff, make sure you go down there. Check it out.
No. What's up? To say this real quick. Yeah, I'm also wearing a shirt. Jetty Woodwork, bro. They start making decks and they're fire.
Oh.
They're making skate decks out of sick organic wood. They have the symbol on the bottom of it. Yo, I saw he's making me one right now.
Is he?
Is sick.
Let's try to get me one. I got you.
It is actually, I'll get it. I'll bring it when I come in July. But it is sick. So once they start producing those, we're gonna start pumping them. Like
they're making cruisers, or they're making like
cruisers. Yeah, cruisers.
Dope. That's what
flat,
I need too.
Flat cruisers, like
I need
like
that.
A good 36 incher. Like it is dope. Say at least the one I saw less. So far, the first original.
Yeah.
No, it looked so smooth. Yep. And the homie skates. He cruises, so
there
he understands. Like he's making it specific, mm-hmm. and he surfs. You know what I mean?
There
so
you go. He understands.
He's about it.
Yeah, he understands.
Exactly. He's about it, you know? So, Jetty,
make sure you guys check it.
Fire.
Down in the show notes, everything's down there. Boom. You'll be able to find it. All the links to their websites where you can buy all their amazing stuff from all of our sponsors and also our info. And if you guys want to check out the website, make sure you head over there. And if you want to get coaching,
what
easily,
is the website?
It's go ahead. It's extremesf.com. Extremesf.com. Easy enough. Head over there and you guys can get a consultation booked. Just go ahead. Choose me or Lou. Don't matter. We're not going to fight about it. Choose one of us because we know you want to sit down and have a longer conversation. About
if
your
you want
goal,
someone
so.
Who's going to be more understanding of your life, go to Devonta. Straight up.
Just head over there. It's super easy. You can hit the book now button. It's going to take you right over to all the services we have and go ahead and click on in. But all right, everybody, that's it for today. Hope you all have a great day. And like I said, from Extreme Strength and Fitness to you all, let's just be humans that are about helping other humans. It's as simple as that.
Nice. Help each other out, man. Stop fighting. Start helping.
Simple as that. Peace out, everyone.